Amen. All right, so last week, at the end of Perek Mem Aleph, we had this very fascinating instruction that before a person sits down to learn, and periodically throughout their learning, that they should be Moser Nefesh, that they should contemplate the fact that the Neshama is only temporarily within us and that we are going to ultimately give it back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so let's just do it right now, and not chas v'shalom by committing suicide, but by handing over our neshama to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, by saying Baruch Atah and so on, and that's the attitude that we're supposed to have before we learn and before we do any mitzvah. Now, this concept of Torah Lishma, and I pointed out to you last week that the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says almost the identical concept in Nefesh HaChaim, that a person should prepare that way, and throughout their learning, if they find the excitement is dissipating, that they should refocus, regroup and refocus. This piece that we're going to learn tonight is from Reb Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. Reb Mendel of Vitebsk was I believe it's fair to say, the giant among the Talmidei HaMagid, to the point where he was considered by many to be the Memalei Makom of the Magid, the one who took over. The thing is that he picked up and left to Eretz Yisrael. Took several hundred families and went and moved to Tveria. And one second, let's figure out how to do this here. Nonetheless, he still maintained to a large degree his leadership position as leader. Now, when the Baal Tanya was a very young man, came to the great Magid, the Magid appointed Reb Mendel of Vitebsk as his mentor. He was the one who oversaw. They call him Reb Mendel the Haradoker, of course, because we call him one thing, so they have to call him something else. Many of the concepts that are found in throughout the Baal Tanya's teachings can be traced back to this Pri Ha'aretz. The only thing is that the Pri Ha'aretz is written in very, very difficult. The structure of the Lashon Kodesh is very, very hard. It's very hard to learn. But this is absolutely a mind-boggling piece, as we will see. So this piece is going to address what our attitude before we sit down to learn is supposed to be. Okay? It's on Parshas Devarim. In the older print, it's on Daf Kuf Vav in the Pri Ha'aretz. Al-Maimer, Pasuk in Yoel, says, Yotze Chosin Mechedroi veKala Mechupasa. Chosin goes out from his room, the Kala from her chupa, Vadoshu Chazal, in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Gemara says there, Chosan Michedrei, the Chosan from his room. What's his room? Ze Arain. That's the Ark. Kala Michupasa, Zu Torah. That refers to the Torah itself. What's going on here? Ulahavan Ze, in order to understand this, Posach Va'omer, the Rebbe, namely Reb Mendel of Vitebsk, opened by saying, Shleisha Nevi'im quotes a medrash at the beginning of Eicha. Shleisha Nevi'im Nivu Beloshen Eicha. There were three prophets who prophesied with this language of Eicha. Moshe, Yeshayo, Yirmiyo. Moshe Rabbeinu, the prophet Yeshayah, and the prophet Yirmiyo. Moshe Rabbi Shalvasan. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Klal Yisrael in their tranquility. V'amar Eicha Esa Levadi, and he still said, how can I carry this burden alone? Yeshayo, the prophet Yeshayah, Roisim Bepachzusan. He saw them in their Hefkerus, in their throwing off the chains in their happy-go-lucky stage. Va'amar Eicha Hisa L'Zayna, she became a harlot. Kirya Nemana. Yirmiyo, the prophet Yirmiyo, was the prophet of the Churban. Roizem ben Nivlan, he saw them in their lowest stage. Va'amar Eicha Yashva Badad, how can it be that she's sitting alone? Ayin Shom, that's the Medrash. Va'inyenu al derech Musar, second paragraph, and Daf Kuvav here. The concept is to be understood in Musar, Yedua Maimar Azor, we all know the famous Zohar, Al Pasuk, Ir Ketana Va'anoshim Ba'ma'at. Pasuk says, in Kehelet there's a small city with very few people in it. Vidarash says the Zohar, what's the small city? Ir Ketana Hi HaTorah. Small city is the Torah. Aye, what do you mean it's a small city? V'imamna Marucha Meretz Mida. How could you say that? It says that it's larger than earth. Ugadaili, it's huge. Nonetheless, Nikras Kitana, you know why it's called small? Pepinesha Noshim Bomaat. The Pasuk explains, because there's very few people who are in the small city, namely the Torah. Very few people actually access it. So what's going on? What is he talking about? Now the Maranayim quotes B'Shem Tzadikim, maybe quotes it from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that's why it's called Teres Hashem Tamima. The Torah is still totally whole. Nobody's touched it. Nobody's made any inroads. For Emes, who says in Mendel that the reason is, Lios HaTorah Nikra Ir, the Torah is called the city, Mepneshi Kraka Dukulaba, Uba Techse, Asher Ayin Leira'asa. It's a city because it's referred to as a city that contains everything. Everything's in Torah. That which the eye cannot behold. Most importantly, Lo seis etzois b'nafshoi, to give advice, Eich, how, ubameh, and with what, lezachech gufoi ve'evarev, for us to be able to purify and cleanse our body and our limbs. The Kodesh, yet to become holy, Migdash Ikri Mishkan Hashem, that the person should be able to be called a virtual tabernacle, a dwelling place for Hashem. How can this be? How does Torah do that? Ki HaTorah VaMitzvos Nikroim Or V'Ner, because we see throughout the Torah, Tanakh, that Torah and Mitzvos are referred to as a lantern, as a candle, Shalheves ka, as a fire, a flame. Kimitzarev likasev, like is a purifier to silver. Vikur, or an oven, is lizav, to gold. Uboichen libais Hashem. And Hashem knows what we really want. Hashem is able to see into our hearts. Because when Hashem's pachad, when Hashem's trembling, his fear enters our hearts, Yehudai, his unity, Viavasai, and his love, Yizbachen Libai, the person's heart becomes cleansed, Vigitzarev, Tzirev, and it'll become like the languages of when you boil up silver. Your mitzarev, silver, means to cleanse, to purify. Is a better word for it in English.
Smelt.
So it's one smelting after the next. That's what Torah does for the person. Shebikol makom kadosh, because in every place where there is kedusha, misham yispar the kol pi'al yavin. Evil must. They go running for the hills. So if we're bringing kedusha into ourselves, by definition, evil has to depart. It goes running. Be'alois halahav ha-shamayma, as the flame is elevated heavenward from our learning, from our mitzvahs, mipnei pachad Hashem, because of the fear of heaven. Va'adagoino ki yidua mederech ha-teva, because everybody knows that this is natural. Shekol psoilus ha-matches me'alem noiflim bi'atichem be'ish. He says an unbelievable thing. He says that when you're smelt metal, you don't have to go through and pluck it out. As you heat the metal again and again, each time you heat it, it becomes pure. It automatically leaves. The impurities depart on their own. So too, when we learn Torah in the way that he's describing, when we do mitzvahs for this purpose, we don't have to go after the evil. You see an angle here, in contrast to a different thought process of going after the evil and eradicating it. He says, no, Don't go after the evil. Increase the Kedusha. Bring it in. Load it up, because the more you load it up, as the fire increases, the evil will fall away on its own. You don't have to go digging it out. Wait. Bald. Next paragraph.
How would you dig it out anyway?
No, because there's many svarim that talk about the eradication of working on the midas and that kind of stuff. He's ignoring it totally. That's not his mahalach.
So just Torah.
Wait, so let him process it. He need klolo de mil. So the next paragraph. Here is the rule, the clout. But here is what's critical, and this is what it's ringing of Perek Mem Aleph, that the main purpose and the root of study of Torah must be, this will only work if the purpose and the entire goal of our learning Torah is b'chdei l'yizkasheh b'shchina. If the reason we're learning is not to get the wisdom and not to know the halachas, and certainly not to become a big Talmud Chacham, but in order to connect to the Shechina, in order we approach Torah so that Torah will teach us how to fear God, and advice in our souls. He has in the, if you see the footnote there on the bottom, he says in one of the other versions of this, that it will infuse him with emunah in Hashem. That's the goal. Vizeu, that's the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim. Nochon libei batuach b'Hashem. If the person's heart is nochon, then he will have that bitachon in Hashem. The bitachon follows. Now, the next words are, I don't have words. Okay. V'yamin b'emuna shalema. We must trust with total faith. She'achar ha'yigia ve'isik ha'Torah, that after we toil and we study Torah, yimotze mirgoyel v'nafshay, that we will indeed find tranquility for our soul, lovayel l'kodesh, to enter the world of Kedusha. That is the result of learning Torah. That's what we must believe as we approach the Blat Gemara. That Blat Gemara is going to transform us into Kedusha. It develops the person, l'chibas ha'kodesh, to approach holiness, bi'ahava, with love, v'chiba, and endearment, v'yeh b'piv k'dvash l'masuk, that will approach Torah, it's going to be like honey and sweetness. U'kamaymer, as the pasuk says, sh'atayra m'sukim m'dvash, the Torah is sweeter than honey. He says, sh'arei l'chayra hem sh'nek suvim desasri adad, it seems that there are two contradictory verses. One pasuk says about Torah, go look for it like silver. And if you look for it like silver, then you will understand it. And another pasuk says, that Torah is more precious than gold. Is it silver? Is it gold? But we must understand that the answer to this is that a condition, the main condition in learning, the only way Torah works is if one's fear of heaven precedes the wisdom. V'yasik b'Torah. Now, if that's the case, what's the purpose of their study? That the purpose of learning is so that Torah will teach a person how to connect and love Hashem. And it's going to teach us how to cleave to Hashem's midas. And when we trust with total faith, that that the Torah will infuse us with the light, will illuminate our lives. Az b'siachtoi, then when we unify with Hashem, imesek haTorah, when we study Torah, yovei el yichud, we will come to a unity, v'iskashrus amiti, in a true band, ubaka keshachar oiroi al yidei oisei emunah, and that faith, that we, the statement we make, that I fully believe that this study of Torah that I'm going to do now is going to transform me, only if we make the statement of faith will it indeed take place. Only then do we have that bond. Now, he still didn't answer the steer between the gold and the silver. Adam, you want some beer? Last line on the page. Vizel Maimara Pasuk. Now we can understand. That's what the Pasuk says. Im tevakshana ki kesef, kumat moinim techapasno. If you're going to look for it like silver and you're going to find it like you're going to go digging it out like a treasure. Al derech mashal. In the way of a parable. Dav kuv zayin. Odom hamechapis oitzro is a person who's a treasure hunter. Umat moinim and hidden things. So, in order to find things, you got to go digging, right? If you want to find treasures in the ground, you got to go digging. And you got to take out huge amounts of dirt. You look at these archaeological digs, right? So if a guy knows that he's digging down, right? he went with that thingamawidger, and he sees that underneath there's a box with, $10 million of gold. When he's pulling out that dirt, he's not kvetching about the dirt, right? He accepts upon himself besimcha, with tremendous joy. Kovid, netel achel, all the difficulty in pulling out all the dirt doesn't bother him one iota. Umasa ofer, and the carrying all the dirt, vachafira, and then all the effort in the digging doesn't bother him one bit. Why? Machmas emunasai. Because of the trust that he has, because he knows that he's going to find that treasure in his digging. He knows it's there. The map told him it's there. Not a moment of kvetching from him, right? And then, when he finally finds the treasure, mishar ba'atzmai, he then fantasizes, goydol anosh yagiloi, all of the pleasure that he's going to have, all the things that he's going to finally be able to do with the gold and silver and jewels that he's going to find in that treasure. Al derech zeh is incredible. Al derech zeh amru chazal. He says, now with this image in mind, the Gemara is the digging site. Okay? Torah is the digging site. This is what Chazal say. B'tchili kabbal olav olmach ha-shamayim. A person first has to accept upon themselves the yoke of Malch ha-shamayim. Shehi ha-yira v'emunah. That is the awe and the trust. V'yachachi kabbal olav ol mitzvahs v'ol Torah. And then he should accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs and the yoke of Torah. Ki oz tzaddik b'emunosa yichya, because then the tzaddik will thrive with that emuna. If he knows that Torah will transform him, then it will take effect. V'toyel loy ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs, and indeed, the Torah and the mitzvah performance will assist him, l'zache chumrei, to cleanse his crassness, Uladavik Melikus, and to cleave to godliness, be skashrus v'yichud gomer, with a band and a unity. Vilosis Aitis Benavshin, it's gonna give him all kinds of advice. Mikolin Yani Yetzahara, how to deal with every aspect of the evil. Kia Taira Ar, because Taira for him is a light. Vitarla, and it'll illuminate for him. Look at the next words. Ma'ashain kainim layaktim ayirava emuna b'ashem. This will not be the case if we don't first approach Torah with this awe and with this trust. If we're not approaching Torah with the emuna in Hashem and in His Torah, then it for certain will illuminate His darkness. Look at the next six words. Kol ha-Torah u-mitzvahs lo-yayilu-lay. all of his Torah study and all of his mitzvah performance will do nothing for him, and he'll remain a crass, physical animal just like he was. He can do mitzvahs all of his life. He can learn a Torah all of his life, and it'll do nothing for him. Because he didn't approach it with that trust that it will transform him. Look what he does with this Chazal. Chazal we've seen 1,000 times. Chazal say, Yagati umetzasi, I toiled and I found, tamin. That you should believe. If somebody says, Yagati umetzasi, I toiled and I found, tamin, then you can believe him. Zukter Mendelovitapske Pirish, ki achara yigia, the person needs to trust that after the toiling, she yimotze, in order to find anything after the toil, Torah Hamuna. Yagati umetzasi, you want to be able to toil and find God? You want to find yourself a better person? You want it to transform you? There's only one solution. Tamin. You got to believe that it works. Ubilti amuna, because without that amuna, in a moila yigia, you could toil and beat up and work hard. It's not going to do it. V'zehu amr chazal. With this, we understand the words of Chazal, Lo ilam yasoik, b'toyro mitzvahs, a person should forever, always study Toyro mitzvahs, shalei l'shma, do it all for ulterior motives, for the wrong reasons. Shemitech shalei l'shma, because by doing it shalei l'shma, yover l'dei l'shma, you'll come to do it for the right reasons. Explains Ramin Levitevsky, Pirishiv tichu Chazal. Chazal are promising us, Shebivada yover l'dei l'shma. Torah, Chazal is saying, I guarantee you, you'll come to do it right. Lechein al yichbad la'adam ha'shalei l'shma. Don't worry about it. Don't walk around all baduzed when you're doing it and you find yourself doing it for the wrong reasons. Shu kemase ofer b'chviyos ha'batmainim. View it like carrying the dirt out while you're searching for your treasure. Shari emes v'amuna, because it is absolutely truth. And amuna shemizei yavad l'shma, because I'm telling you, it's going to come l'shma. You got to dig out. You got to first dig. Digging isn't fun. But when you know the treasure's there, the digging becomes much more fun. Avabam is called Ikya Shalei Lishma, but no question that the main purpose of the Shalei Lishma, Tzarech Lias Bishvil Shiyimatze Achkag Lishma, is only because we know that eventually it will lead us afterwards to the Lishma. V'yamin Shebevada Yimatze. And the person must trust that for sure he will come to find it. Oz Tevle, then it'll be good for him. Vine. Yirmiyahu Hanavi, the next paragraph. Prophet Yirmiyahu, Sheroyis and Benivlon v'chabaynam, when he saw Klal Yisrael in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Sheparku me'al atzmim el Torah mitzvahs, he saw them in a time when they totally threw off the shackles of Torah mitzvahs, v'nichris v'avda amunah mipiyam, and they totally lost touch with their faith. V'rachaku mi'al Hashem, and they became terribly distant from Hashem. Amar eicha yashva badat, ha'ir shu kinoi, kinoi l'Torah kinizka. He said, how did it become that sitting alone? He's referring to the Torah. U'pirish badat, badat means galmut, lonely. It says by a mitzvah, you should sit alone. What happened with them? They completely walked away from Torah. They didn't even try. They were alone. The Torah was alone. They were two separate, totally separate beings. There was no connection at all with Torah. How did this happen? You know why? Because it was a mass. Now, mass can be a tax. So he explains as follows. The Zohar says about davening, that a person who doesn't daven for a higher purpose, for Golas Hashchina, the person's davening is totally for his own needs. Dima isa the kelev, the Zohar compares him to a dog. V'omad the tzavchin ki kalvin, they cry out like dogs. Hav, give me, give me. Hav lanu chaya, give us life. Hav lanu mizani, give us food. And what's more, he says, Chesed the Avdin, all the good that they do, the Gamayo Avdin, they do only for their own self-pleasure. That's what was going on at the time of the destruction. So the pasuk there says, it's like a person who raises an evil dog in his house. What does that do? Why is it evil? Because it keeps people out of the house. Nobody wants to come visit him. A dog is called lamas. It became like the Yerushalayim. Torah became like a mas. It became something that distanced. There was no connection. Torah and Klal Yisrael were separate. That was in the days of Yirmiyah. But Yishayo, the prophet Yishaya, when he saw them in their hefkerus, at that stage, Klal Yisrael were still learning. But they were not learning with Reben Levitepsker's approach. L'chein Omar, this is very, very harsh, fellas. Echa haisa l'zayna kirya nemana shia Torah. How did the city, referring to Torah, become a prostitute? What's a prostitute? Oisik ba, they use it, they toil in it. Umishtamish ba, and they use it. Kamayim azayna, like with a prostitute. He uses it only for his own needs. But he makes no commitment to it. There's no relationship building. It's just for his own temporary desires. The person wasn't ready to first accept upon himself the yoke of heaven. Even though he has not tasted any true Torah. He's never really seen the light. Meaning, the person, even if the person has never tasted anything, he's never really seen the light of Torah, but if he would only approach it believing that he will come to that iskashrus, he will come to that bind, it would transform him. He says, that's why it's called Kirya Nemana, Yishayo says. When can it really be a Kirya? When can it really be the true city that Hashem desires? If it would be Nemana, if it would be done with Emuna. The only way it can really be loyal to Hashem. And otherwise, you could have tons of Torah learning. But it's prostitutional Torah. It's just for pleasure. There's no commitment to it. It's not a transformative Torah. That was,
even if you have commitment, still you could miss the mark.
Well, unless it's for this purpose.
That's what's interesting again between that and the one before.
The one before weren't learning at all.
You're still asking, hey, what does it give you?
Yeah, there was just about self pleasure, but there was no connection.
And still having self pleasure with his own.
Right, but here, in a level it's better, and the level it's worse. Meaning, the level that it's better is, there is the study of Torah going on. The level that's worse is, it's misusing the Torah itself. Whereas beforehand, they were just completely hefker. They had no relationship to Torah at all.
I'm still asking. So I'm not that I thought going to be. I'm saying, what's the difference between someone who abuses something and someone just asks?
He was using that thing with the asking as a mushal of a person who's just totally self-indulgent.
And again, I asked the question, was there that mazon? It's still been self-indulgent.
Right, so I think that the difference was that Yirmiyo, he's saying, did not do any, there was no Torah study at all. They were completely separated from religion.
So they just davened
for the sake of davening. I know, the davening that he's saying there was used as a mushal. I don't think he's saying that they davened in that stage. Here, there was a lot of Jewish practice going on. But it wasn't practice to connect. And that's what the Baltani was talking about here in this Perek Mem Aleph, that it needs to be for the goal of the Shechina, it needs to be for the purpose of the connection. right in the middle of that last paragraph. Moshe Rabbeinu al davar shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu also uses Eicha. Shiro Yisem b'shalvosim. He saw them in their tranquility. V'afal pike in hirgish. Nonetheless, he sensed shekvar yeschilu lachzer ulisarei v'achad, that they were going back. They were turning their backs on Torah. Omar, he said, Eicha esa levadi tochachem. How am I going to carry this alone? Ki yidu amar chazal. She Yisrael tarchonim v'sarvanim. What's this tircha? The Klai Yisrael are a pain. They're difficult. They're stubborn. Meaning, im nischayev echad b'din, if one guy becomes, the din Torah is paskind against him. Omar, he goes and says, no, yesh li edim. Lavi, I have witnesses. I'm going to show you that you were wrong. Yesh li rai, I have a proof. But v'imhayu be'emes dvukim b'ashem alikim chayim, but if people were really connected to God, tzrichim liyas kol maseim be'emuna, all of their actions would be with emuna. Ve'ein adam negeh b'mashem uchan l'chaveir. Part of that emuna is that no one can trespass on somebody else's livelihood. V'adarabah, quite the contrary. Li'israche kimetach ve'keshes, we would distance ourselves as far as the arrow can go, b'sofik mamon chaver, even questionable money that might belong to somebody else. Ukamai said to Rav Gid, like the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, Shai Mahapech Ba'ara, that he was involved in trying to acquire a piece of land. Achachach le'rotz shneim likachayisa, and what happened was he found out that there was another Jew who was trying to get that piece of land, and ultimately neither one wanted to touch it, lest they infringe on the other person's land. Umiskarim, from that point on, that plot of land was called Arad Rabban. It was called the rabbi's land. Because they were afraid to touch it. It might belong to somebody else. That's the result of true emuna. Like the Gemara says in Gittin, Eid Echad Neman Bi'isurin, that a single trustworthy person is believed. That's how we should approach finances. That we should go to the wise man and ask questions. But ask questions. It might be that this money is not mine. Maybe it belongs to somebody else. I should keep my distance from it. Now we should go to the rabbi and make the claim that the money is mine. We should be going to the rabbi and making the claim that maybe the money belongs to somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who was bound with Das, he was the one who was known to be bound with Hashem in all of his Midas. Das, he called his color Midas, as we know. Das is the generality of all the Midas. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who couldn't tolerate physicality. Therefore, when it came to this whole issue with having to have judges, he said, do me a favor, would you please go get yourself people? Pirish b'shvilchem, you need to go get some people for yourselves, the female digaskim, who understand your mentality, guys, because I can't get into this. I don't understand this business. But if only we would conduct ourselves and we would approach Torah with this emuna, with this prayer, with this understanding, with this conviction that it will absolutely transform us. That from toiling in Torah and by doing mitzvahs, it will for sure bring us to connect Hashem. Ki atayru tavlin, as Chazal tell us, Torah is the solution. K'may mechazal brosi yitzhar brosin like Torah tavlin. V'yarchik atzmei mikolin yanu efek Hashem. It will indeed distance us from contradictory physical stuff. V'zeu ma'amir ha-posuk. This is what the posuk is saying. Yotze chosin mechedre v'kala mechuposa. Pirish. Halavushin v'achupa shechayfif u'mal v'amitas ha'atzmis v'yeyichud gomer. The chosin will come out of the room. The kala will exit the chupa. Both the room and the chupa are forms of barriers that prevent them from seeing what's really going on. Both of those barriers will fall away if we have true emunah. Got to approach Yiddishkeit Yiddishkeit is defined by the practice of Torah and mitzvahs with an absolute conviction that it not can transform us, but it absolutely will transform us. And then and only then, Yagati umitzasi, you want to be able to say, I toiled and I found, Tamin. You got to have the conviction that that's the case. All right, we take it up next Wednesday. Interesting.